2 to 3 years. That's how long a key state senator is predicting it'll be before casinos begin operating in Massachusetts. It could be sooner for a slot parlor. The prediction comes on the heels of the state Senate's approval of the long-awaited gambling bill yesterday. WBUR's Steve Brown reports.
There was never any doubt the Senate would approve the casino bill. The final vote was 24 to 14. Most of the contentious issues that derailed a similar bill last year had long ago been worked out between legislative leaders and the governor. Senators did approve 51 amendments, and those differences need to be reconciled with the House.
Most of the differences are sort of in technical areas that are a yawn to the public.
Hammer State Senator Stan Rosenberg has been the Senate's point man on casinos for years.
There are no major policy differences that can't be resolved relatively quickly.
Amendments approved during the drawn-out Senate debate include a cooling-off period prohibiting lawmakers from taking a job with a private casino company for 1 year. Also, a provision opening the door to allow bars and restaurants not located at casinos to offer free alcoholic drinks, and the strengthening of some community mitigation measures aimed at giving residents more say as to whether they want casinos in their cities and towns. Senate President Therese Murray says the casino bill is all about jobs.
This is an economic development bill, and it's going to create jobs, and we have over 250,000 people out of work in the Commonwealth, and that's why we're doing this bill, and the revenue we're going to pull back from the other states on around our borders, $1.8 billion. If we can even capture 1.3 of that, I'll be very happy.
But not everyone in the Senate is happy.
This is a very, very bad decision, and one that will hurt all of Massachusetts.
Casino opponents, including Acton Senator Jamie Eldridge, say the bill is a little better because of the community mitigation amendments, but still not the right way to go.
It's going to negatively affect small businesses. It's going to affect downtown communities. It's going to have significant traffic, public safety, environmental impacts. And I think the jobs, although there will be jobs created, it'll create the loss of a lot of jobs in small businesses.
Next stop for the bill is likely a House-Senate conference committee that will work out the differences. House Speaker Robert DeLeo doesn't expect that to be difficult.
I feel like there is a willingness and a hope that we can bring expanded gaming into the Commonwealth. And I think because of that, I think we will.
Once the final version is reached, it'll be up to the governor to sign the bill. He's indicated his support. However, casino foes are expected to try to convince him to change his mind. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.